Opponents of genetic labels on foods just got a $5 million boost. The donation from the Grocery Manufacturers Association sends the No on 522 campaign into the record books. More money is going against the genetic labeling initiative than against any other ballot measure in Washington history. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
With new money coming in late last week, the No on 522 campaign has now amassed a war chest of $17 million. The latest check for $5 million rockets the Grocery Association past Monsanto as the campaign's biggest donor. The Washington, D.C.-based Grocery Association has given $7.25 million now. St. Louis-based Monsanto has given nearly $5 million. The Grocery Manufacturers Association counts among its members some big companies you'd expect, like General Mills, Nestle, Hormel, Kellogg, PepsiCo, and some Washington state companies you might not expect, like Starbucks and Microsoft. The association has not disclosed where it got the funds that it's spending on the Washington state race. The latest big donation continues the trend of most money on the state ballot measure coming from out of state. I-522 would require labels on foods that have genetically modified ingredients. On the yes side, the maker of Dr. Bronner's Magic Soaps has been the biggest supporter. The California business has given $1.7 million. Both sides report spending a small fraction of the money they've raked in, so expect a lot more TV ads and flyers in the weeks ahead. The yes side has sued the no side. They're demanding to know where the Grocery Association got the money it's pumped into the race. The no side has countersued. A hearing is scheduled Friday morning in Thurston County Superior Court. I'm John Ryan in Seattle.